We'll zoom out with annual results today. The investment holding companies reported a 0.4% rise in recurring headline earnings amidst tough trading conditions. And they say it's some of the parts of value registered a 28% slump over the period, largely due to a decline in the share price of its largest investment, Pioneer Foods. Joining us on the line for more insight is Chief Executive Norman Cilliers. Norman, thanks for your time this evening. Let's just start with the overall picture. Last year, a number of macroeconomic conditions really affected your operational performance. Has that improved at all this past financial year?
Yeah, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. I think the investor sentiment and the capital allocation towards our country and our sector certainly deteriorated throughout the year, and I think the period in which we're reporting reflects that. From an operational point of view, you know, we feel that the factors within our control were managed quite well. One can always do better. But there are a lot of factors outside of our control that presented challenges that, unfortunately, we were not able to grow our profits during the period.
Give us a sense of what those factors that are outside of your control before we talk about the ones that are within your control. Those ones that are outside of you or your control, what are they at this point?
So if you just look at South Africa in general, I think the consumer is under severe pressure. So consumer behavior and spending patterns are constrained at the moment. Now, that has an effect on most food companies. I think the JSE Food Producers Index was down by 34.7% during the period, and that just shows that most companies in the sector, consumer-exposed companies, paid a price for the macro conditions. Other factors, for example, would be things like inflationary pressure on input costs or, you know, fuel levies, tax hikes, load shedding issues, strikes, delays in service deliveries, etc. All those factors one has to manage, you know, as best you can. But at the end of the day, it hasn't been a positive, or let's say there were no tailwinds regarding those factors. Those will be examples of things outside of our control.
All right. So let's look at the things that are within your control then, particularly for shareholder return. You use particularly the sum of the parts value per share measure as the measure of your profitability. And that's come in at R5.64 compared to R7.85 in the previous period. How much of that can we attribute to the performance of Pioneer Foods?
Yes, you know, I would almost say the majority of that decline relates to Pioneer's share price that came down. You know, about 3 billion rands worth of some of the parts value in our portfolio we marked down, you know, on a corresponding share price basis. So I'd say almost most of it was due to Pioneer's pullback on its share price.
So what can you do about that? I mean, how much of a contribution are you hoping Pioneer will continue to be to your profitability? Is that something that you're looking at in terms of how much they contribute and how you can dilute that?
Yeah, I think it's a positive and a negative. You know, if your largest investment does well, you're very happy that you're overexposed to that company. And if a largest investment pulls back a bit, similarly, it's a constraint. Our view at this stage is that Pioneer Foods is an excellent company, very, very well managed. I think from a valuation point of view, it's declined probably a little bit more than it should have. But it does reflect the underlying market conditions. So our view is, first and foremost, is to increase the profits of our portfolio companies.
Yeah.
And secondly, to hope for a sentimental return, or let's rather say a return of positive sentiment in the broader investment market towards our portfolio and towards the country. But it's certainly a wonderful company, very well positioned, and if there's any positive change in the market, I think Pioneer will benefit from it.
You got some proceeds from the Cape Span sale. Will you be using that to draw down your debt?
We have actually received the proceeds from the sale. It was an excellent transaction. Cape Span received a net 988 million rand. Initially, we did plan on distributing some of those dividends to Zeder. But in the end, we decided to take a cautious approach, and we've reduced Cape Span's debt with the capital, and we've ensured that the balance sheets are strengthened. You would have seen that there's been an unbundling of the logistics division from Cape Span. So given all the structural changes in the company, we decided to first and foremost strengthen the balance sheet. make sure that those companies are conservatively structured, and then as the new year commences and the free cash flow is generated, we can reconsider dividend distributions.
Even with that decision, you still maintained your dividend. Is that your policy as a company? How have you managed that?
We have a general policy that free cash flow is distributed as a dividend. Given that Pioneer Foods maintained their dividend to us, we felt that we could maintain our dividend to shareholders too. We are quite happy with the cash generation in the portfolio at the moment. We also think that the balance sheets are structured conservatively and they've improved. So we were quite comfortable in declaring a dividend similar to the previous year.
So given that the macro factors that you outlined at the start of this conversation don't seem to have changed, so consumers remain under pressure. We have load shedding. We're probably going to get a little bit more of that as we enter winter. We've got consumers completely under pressure. We're not sure what the inflation outlook is going to look like over the next few months as we see that oil price going up. What does that mean then for the future of your business as we enter those murky waters for the macroeconomic environment?
Yeah, so, you know, we often talk about it. I think first and foremost, we've got a very nice portfolio. So we've got portfolio diversification. We've got leading companies in industries that are important, and that's not going to go away. What we may face is a period of constrained margins, like we're in at the moment. But during these times, we manage market shares, and we try and manage operational efficiencies and cost measurements to the extent that we can. We do expand when the opportunities present itself. But we're absolutely convinced that our portfolio is very well positioned and that will be around. And any change or improvement in market conditions, yeah, we are certainly going to be there and try and benefit from it.
We'll leave it there. Thanks for your time, Zeta CEO Norman Acilius.